Now let's see these factors. Utility of IT in modern age. Now, when we are talking about modern times and tourism industry, clearly it has become an indispensable part of today's tourism industry. We cannot imagine tourism industry without information technology. So the utility, that is the use of IT, is in everything. That is starting from the operations to management to marketing to the final service products to a delivering of the service and the entire experience. So IT is present in all the facets or all the phases or stages of the tourism industry. The variety of applications which are there can be used also for the internal organization. That is, I'm talking about how smoothly the management and the operations of the internal organizations can happen, and I am talking also about the going that is the what I should say the relation with others, that is the product and the suppliers or the product givers and the final product users. All right, so the there is a variety of applications. I am using IT in many fields. Speed and efficiency of IT. We know that the information technology is the faster way to communicate or faster way to doing things. For example, let us see if in earlier cases, or when I am going to be an accounts department of a hotel, there can be lots of work which is done. There are different reports which are giving. So I have to, as a person who is working in accounts of the hotel, I have to maintain lots of files. And it is very tedious, it is a longer process. Further ahead, it might happen that I want a profit and loss analysis, and I can have reports by 6 months' time. Today, with softwares, with technological advances, all I can do is just click on a period. That is, I can put a date, all right, and I can get the reports. The software itself or the computer itself is calculating depending upon the data that I have already filled in, and I can get reports on monthly basis. So what is happening is it is going to make sure that it is speedy, all right. And number two, I am as a person who is involved in the making the hotel a better product is going to have reports. So what is happening here is that it is giving me a chance to analyze my performance on a regular basis. So it is giving me a chance to make sure that what I am giving, all right, how can I correct it if I am making certain losses. So this is speed and efficiency of IT. It is not only in the internal organization, but it is also in delivering the service. So let us say the hotel bookings, like I said, it's an instant hotel booking which is happening, and further ahead I can do it from anywhere. The next point that we have is the competitive advantage. All right, what do we mean by competitive advantage? Is today, as we know, there are many, many companies. Okay, it's not only one or two airline giant companies that we have. There are the low cost carriers, there are many other domestic airlines, there are many other international airlines. So what is happening is there is a lot of competition. Okay, if I have a software, if I have IT with me, I have an advantage over the others. I can have quick analysis, I can have quick understanding of what the marketing trends is, I can compare my product with someone else, I can make sure that my product is more cost effective, where I can adjust the pricing, adjust my cost price and make sure that my profit margin is more and I am reaching many more customers. So here technology is making sure that I, as a product giver, is having an advantage over the competition. So it is helping me making my product better in the competitive phase that today the tourism industry is experiencing. Next is the independence and flexibility through IT. Now, one thing for sure that we know is the tourism industry is dynamic. The another facet about tourism industry today, the modern customers, are their expectations are huge. I mean, if a person is going on a honeymoon, he is buying a honeymoon package, he is expecting everything which is there in the itinerary to go as per the itinerary. All right, that is his expectation. Plus, he is also expecting a wow service, something which is not in the itinerary. So that is expectations which are increasing. So what happens here is that there is a pressure on the product giver that if I want to keep my customer loyal to me, I have to give them the wow service. I have to make sure that I am reaching the expectations of the customers. So here again, there are another experiences which are there. Like the today's traveler wants not only the guidance of the travel companies, but they also want the independence. They want to go with the tour, but they also want the flexibility or the freedom of changing the tour anytime. Earlier it might not have been possible, but today, let us say that a person is going through a group tour, but he does not want to do a particular sightseeing which is there in part of the tour. So today the travel agents might give them an option. Say you can drop this and you can go on some other tour instead. So for example, if a person is going on a Europe tour, all right, say a person is going on a trip to XYZ country, and because of some health issues, he does not want to do an activity which is involved in that tour itinerary. So he might ask of some other option. The tour agent today might tell him, okay, you can drop this option, but I have certain other vouchers, say a musical concert on the same day. That is known as flexibility, and the costing will be accordingly. So IT makes possible that such costings are possible. There are flexibility and independence which can be given to the customers. Further ahead, all this data can be maintained and it is quicker to calculate. So the service which the travel companies are given is quicker. Next is the ease of operations during traveling. This is helping, the IT is helping in the way, because we have lots of, for example, let's take a small example, like every tour operator is operating a transport machine. For example, he's using a bus or a coach. A tourist, the main operator who is there is in Europe, okay, who is operating one European country A, okay, and his group is in B, all right. The particular operator in country A knows exactly what is the position of that particular bus, where that bus is, for how many hours the bus is on the road, what is the speed at which the bus is going, etc. So this is the ease of operation. So it is the information that is going back to A in the A country, that is the operator in the A country, wherein it is helping him to monitor the operations correctly. This is making sure that the final product which is reaching to the tourist is good and of the quality that is promised by A. So here, this is the ease of operation that has come up. This is because he has certain tracking devices in the buses. So he knows exactly when the bus arrived, when it left. There can be other monitoring softwares which can help the entire operations to go smoothly. Effective communications during tourism. Now today, tourism industry, we have, again, like I said, suppose if there is a tour operator sitting in A country who is operating a tour which is going on B country, the communication is very easy, it is cost effective, all right, just one email or a message can reach country A quickly. So what is happening is this effective communications is making sure that the entire travel process is going as per the plan. And if in any case, if any cases of emergencies are arising, immediate action can take place. Similarly, when we are talking about the guest, all right, or the travelers, they can effectively communicate, easily communicate. All right. The last point that we have in the factors or the highlights of it is the central reservation system, the CRS. Today, we cannot imagine the aviation industry working without the CRS. Central reservation system is there in practically almost every travel agent who is booking the airline tickets. All right. So it is something which every travel agent is using. For especially for ticketing, there are central reservation systems which also are used for hotel booking. So the main thing about central reservation system is the quickness by which it is, the connections which are there. So suppose if a travel agent is Mumbai is there, a person wants a ticket from Mumbai to London, all right, all the travel agent wants have to do is just type in or punch in the request in the central reservation system, and he has all the flight informations on that central reservation system. Further ahead, it is real time or live information which is happening. So central reservation system is actually helping the travel agent to work immediately. After having this information in his hand, he gives this information about Bombay to London flights to the passenger who is requesting that, and then the passenger can immediately say, okay, I want so and so flight. The travel agent immediately punches it. Data is sent quickly to the data center of, say, if he has taken a BA flight, the electronic message is sent to the BA flight, and there is an instant confirmation which happens. And the point is that he can easily print an e-ticket and give it to the passenger after taking the payment. So all this is quickly done and it is real time. So someone who is sitting in a continent can actually book a particular ticket whose head office with respect to the airline whose head office is in another country. So this is how the operations are smoothly running because of the technology. Now this is an image of the e-tickets or electronic tickets for the air travel. Now earlier, if you are aware of, we had manual tickets. These manual tickets were booklet ticket formats. They had various coupons. What we mean by coupon was, now what you can see is an e-ticket which is only a paper. Okay, it's a printout which is on a simple paper. Alright, that's an e-ticket. The earlier one which was there was an entire booklet which was issued by the airline itself. This booklet had coupons, alright. These coupons were the ones which were approved. That is, you needed to have the manual ticket with you physically in order to be eligible for an air travel. Alright, so suppose if my itinerary was from Mumbai to Delhi, Delhi to Dubai, Dubai to London, I would have on my manual ticket one coupon for each particular flight. So I might have coupon number one, which is the flight ticket or flight coupon from Mumbai to Delhi. So when I am at Mumbai at the check-in counter, the airline personnel would be uplifting that coupon from the booklet. Alright, so and in return I used to get a boarding pass. So what it meant was the person who is coming for the boarding pass needed to have that particular manual ticket with him in order to travel. Afterwards, when I reached the Delhi airport, at Delhi airport again at the check-in counter, Delhi to Dubai, that's my onward journey, that particular coupon would be uplifted by the personnel and I would get another BP, that is a boarding pass. Now today, so in that case, suppose if I lose my manual ticket, what can happen is either I have to report it or I become non-eligible for traveling because I do not have that manual ticket with me. So the e-tickets have made sure that such issues are not there. This e-ticket, all I need is just the printout and I have to go ahead with it. Let's see what are the advantages of e-ticket if we compare the uses of e-ticket with the manual ones. No more waiting for tickets to arrive in the post or by the courier. Like I said earlier, it was the manual tickets, so I needed it physically present. So if I have booked them, the travel agent had to give me the manual tickets either by post or I have to go there personally to receive those tickets. It used to come from the airlines if I have booked it directly through the airlines. No extra fees for special delivery or for arranging the tickets to be collected at the airport. This was a service which was given by the travel agents. That is, if someone is coming at the airport and wants to catch another flight at the airport, it would be the airport ticket. That is, all I have to do is I have to go at the airport counter and demand the ticket. All right. So this required special charges. This was known as airport ticketing, or else the service which makes sure that the passengers are given the manual ticket at the airport. So there were extra fees for that. If changes are made to your itinerary, you do not have to worry about returning a ticket to be reissued. You can simply go online and print a new receipt for your latest itinerary. Now this is something which travel agents had a very hard time to deal with. What used to happen is the passenger already have a manual ticket with him. Okay, say the same example from Mumbai to Delhi, Delhi to Dubai, Dubai to London. Now if the manual ticket, holder, that is the passenger, decides to change his date from Delhi to Dubai flight, all right, what he needed to do is he had to give the physical manual ticket back to the travel agent. The travel agent had to send that to the airline, or the travel agent had to communicate in one way or the other to the airline that so and so ticket has been reissued, there is a change in the date. Then there was the change which was registered at the airline. They used to again send a new manual ticket with the changes done. And after that, the passenger used to get those manual tickets with the coupon with a changed rate. This was very tedious. There were times wherein there were practical applications couldn't be doing. For example, if the passenger has already flown from Mumbai and reached Delhi, in that case, the travel agent wouldn't be able to do the changes. Then the passenger had to deal directly with the airline. So all these things were there earlier, but today it's not so. What he can do is, if he wants to change the date of the ticket, all he needs to do is give a call to his travel agent or give a call to the airline, ask them to change their ticket. What will happen is, if there are any penalties for the date change, it will be applicable. And the changes will be done on online, that is in the computer systems, in the CRS, either by the travel agent or the airline, okay? And there might be a new ticket number which is issued. So all that the passenger needs to do is he needs to log in on the airline website and put in his PNR number, that is passenger name record number, which is given by the airline, and he can reprint his ticket. So it is that smooth. All right. So this is what can be done. Now, the next one, if you cancel and are eligible for a refund, there are no documents that have to be returned to us. Now, this was also again a classic tedious example when we were talking about manual coupon tickets. All right. If I wanted to cancel the ticket, I had to actually give back the ticket in hand. This ticket used to be goes to the travel agent, from travel agent to the accounts of the travel agent, then to the accounts of the airlines, and it changes hands, and later on is the refund. So what used to happen, the process of refund to the passenger used to take literally 2 months or 1 month and half months. This was because of the BSP, that is billing and settlement plan, if the travel agent is an ITA agent. So everything had to go via the rules, and it used to take a longer time. So today there were other documents, all other proofs which are there. All right. So today what happens is all I have to do is just cancel the ticket. So let us take an example here. Suppose if the passenger decides that he does not want to go ahead with his Mumbai to Delhi, Delhi to Dubai flight. All right. And he goes to the travel agent and he simply says, please cancel my itinerary and tell me what the refund would be. So there might be a cancellation charge, which the travel agent will be punching on the CRS and telling the passenger that okay, your cancellation charges are in so and so amount would be refunded to you. All right, so the passenger is okay with it. What he does is go right ahead and cancel it. So travel agent will do a particular punch in entry in the CRS, and the entire PNR record, that is passenger name record of that particular guest, will be cancelled. The same message at that instant goes to the data, the main data center of the airline, and the airline registers that the ticket has been cancelled. Then the account is processed and the refund is applicable, depending upon what are the rules for the refunds. And that is all that needs to be done. So a single phone call is also sufficient to cancel the particular ticket. If you lose your e-ticket receipt, you can simply go online and print another one. Yes, earlier, like I said, I needed to have the manual coupon tickets with me. Today, if you are aware, there are many, many countries which don't even see your printout. You have a PNR on your mobile. All you have to do is just go on the check-in counter and say, my PNR number is XYZ. All right. The airline staff will be checking the PNR number. They will be asking that this particular PNR is on, say, Mr. XYZ. Okay, and I have to, the airline will ask for an identity proof, which can be a passport with when it is an international travel. And if it's a domestic one, there can be a valid ID proof, which is acceptable by the airline. So after giving the proof that you are the XYZ and you are the holder of that PNR record, they will immediately print the boarding pass and you can go right ahead and catch the flight. So this is what happens. So if I have lost my e-ticket, I can easily go reprint it and gift it. I can make maximum copies of it, one for the travel, one for returning, one for my family. All right. So this is what is the ease in which the travel experience has. All these are advantages of an e-ticket. And today, as we know, the entire aviation industry is 100% e-ticket. Now, this is a small diagram which can explain you how the CRS, the e-ticket, everything works. Okay, now the computer reservation system displays, suppose if this is the computer reservation system, it will be displaying flights, control seat inventory and handles booking. So what happens is this CRS, the computer reservation system, is directly in connection with the data, all right, the airlines. And the CRS will have all the information from the airline and it's a real-time information. So it will be displaying the flights. It can also display the seat map. Seat map is similar to, suppose if you're going on a movie, okay, when you're booking the movie, you get a seat map as to which seats you want. So this CRS can also show that, and it will be handling the booking. Now, the CRS is in direct contact with either the government agencies, which might have the login IDs or the right to use this CRS, and the government employees will be directly there with the agencies. So this is how the flow goes. So government agencies can use the CRS to serve the government employees. The other one is the company travel offices and employees. Now many of the companies today, the multinationals that we are talking about, have their own travel desk. It is either outsourced, all right, to big travel companies, or they have their own travel desk which takes care of entire travel bookings done for that particular company. So what happens is all the employees might consult the company's travel offices. Travel offices may have a direct link with the CRS and help the travel bookings. The next one is direct to individuals. So the individuals might have a direct connection with the CRS. Next is the travel agents. Here is the big chunk, that is the main clients of CRS are the travel agents. So travel agents are using CRS to give information and serve the business persons, the personals and the leisure travelers. So we are talking about the personals or the walk-in visits. We are talking about their corporate businesses and we are talking about the leisure travelers which are coming. So what will happen is the travel agents have all the data in one phase, and this makes it easier for them to serve. So this is how the CRS is helping in making the entire operations of travel bookings smooth and faster. Now let's check what do we mean by online check-in. When we talk about check-ins, okay, basically check-in is a way in which the airline knows that the passenger is surely traveling with the airline. All right. So suppose if I am having a reservation with a BA flight, British Airways flight, which flies from Mumbai to London. All right. So what I have to do is I have to go at the airport. I have to check in. I have to be in a line of check in. Okay. Give my itinerary, that is, give my e-ticket. After that, show my passport. Then the BP, that is the boarding pass, is given to me by the airline check in counter people. Okay. So all this is a process. Now today, when we are talking about technological advances in airlines, we are talking about online check in. Now, what do we mean by online check in? First of all, available 30 hours before the flight. Okay, so if I am traveling on Mumbai to London flight, okay, and I do not want to go through the hassle of standing in the line in front of the check-in counters, what I can do is I can sit at my home, okay, I can go online on the airline's flight, and I can go for the option of online check-in. It enables the travelers to confirm their presence for your flight and choose your seat. What will happen is I am choosing for an online check-in. It will ask me what are the preferable seats that I want, if at all such an option is there. I will choose that I want XYZ seat, say a window seat or an aisle seat or a middle seat or a front seat or a back seat, depending upon my preferences. Okay. After that, after the check-in is complete, I am going to receive the boarding pass by email. All I have to do is print that particular email. It may also be that it is coming directly on my mobile phone if I'm using my mobile to go through the online check-in process. At the airport, what I have to do is, all I have to do is go on the check-in counter, show my boarding pass because I already have it, and make sure that my cabin baggage is checked in. So it is simple. All right, I just have to go to the baggage counter and do. Now, during the baggage check-in, the travelers can use express drop-off and self-tag. This is one step ahead. All right. Now, after the check-in being online, even the baggage systems are more technologically advanced. Now, we all know that there are baggage tags. There are barcoding systems which are there. This barcode matches the boarding pass or the e-ticket barcode. So it helps, these are machine readable, it helps the baggage to go exactly in that particular plane where the traveler is traveling. So it's the coordination between both. Here what I can do is, if I already have my BP or the boarding pass, all I have to do is on a self-check-in or self-service kiosk, that those are the machines where I can put my baggage boarding pass, okay, scan it or punch my PNR number. They will give me my baggage tag which already has the barcode. All I have to do is just insert the baggage tag on my machines, on my baggage handles, and I have to check in that. So again, here I am saving my time as a traveler and I'm not in the baggage counter line. So this is how the technology has helped in making the entire process smoothly and making sure that it is more convenient for the travelers. So this particular service, which is shown in which is there for many of main international airports of the world, wherein such kiosks are already present, express drop off and self tagging the bag, this kind of services are there. The another use of IT which is there is the flight information boards. Now, if you have been on an international flight, there are international airports which has many gates or many terminals, and every single terminal is filled. There are only 3 minutes gaps between each departure of the flights. So what happens is, there is a continuous updation which is needed. That is, continuous information needs to be given to the passengers at the airport. So this is where the software or the IT comes in between. So what is happening is, if you can see on it gives us the status of each flight. So it is, the boarding is closed, or it is on time, or it is delayed, or it is arriving, or the check-in in process. All this status helps the passengers to know exactly which terminal he has to go to, exactly what the status of that particular flight is. So it is helping in making sure that every single operation of that airport is going smoothly, along with the fact that the passengers are in loop with it. So suppose if I'm sitting at the airport, I do not have to ask every counter as to where is my flight, or is it getting delayed, or how long is it getting delayed. It is all there on the flight information boards. Now let's see high profile applications like passenger reservations. Now as what I have said earlier, passenger reservations is in an entire operations as a part of main operations of the air travel. Every airline has to definitely go through and have passenger reservation systems. Now this is operated with respect to, there is an entire reservation back office of an airline, and then there is a CRS, there are global distribution systems who work and are working continuously to give real-time information. So for example, if I am talking about, let's say, one flight which is going from Mumbai to Delhi, okay, this is an AI flight, that is Air India flight. At a time, okay, it has a seat availability of 200 passengers inside it, all right. So this particular seat availability is being showcased or is being displayed in on all the travel websites, on airlines, Air India's itself, their own website. It is also shown on CRS. There are four major CRSs or global distribution system in the world. It is shown everywhere, okay, and people can book the tickets on those. That is, can purchase 200 seats from Mumbai, they can purchase from Delhi, they can purchase from any place in India plus outside. That is, someone from USA can also book a flight ticket on this particular flight. So at one go, at one single second or one single minute, there are many people who are trying to buy this product. So IT is helping to tap this passenger. So what is happening is, it is helping the airline to reach more customers at that particular time. Again, IT is helping in updating the status of these particular seats. So what is happening is, after say 5 minutes, there are two seats less in airline. So out of 200, say two seats are booked. There has to be an immediate updation of this information, that is the real time information which should be there, and it should be immediately. So it should be displayed on the websites wherever the Air India flight is displayed upon. That is, it's not 200 seats available, now it's so and so availability of the seats. So what is happening is, it's a very high profile application. It's information sensitive, and it needs upgradation or updation of the inventory immediately. So it's real time information which needs to be there. So here IT helps a lot. Control of aircraft departures, arrival time, schedules. Now earlier you can imagine how the schedulings would be done, that there were officers who were sitting and making sure that there are proper timetables which are there. The timings are not clashing. When one particular airline is coming, the runway is free. When the other is going, the runway has to be free. There are security reasons which are involved. We have a passenger plane which has around 200 passengers inside, and we cannot afford to make mistakes here. So IT and other softwares are developed which are so efficient that they make sure that the scheduling is proper. They make sure and they help that all the safety measures are involved. So with the globalization, we know that literally the busiest of the airports have one departure in, the interval period between each departure is going less and less and less. Alright, so here it is, we cannot rely on only human power, but we need a software programs to make sure that there are no human errors and everything is running on time and smoothly. So control of aircraft departures, arrival time, scheduling, accounting, budgeting, forecasting and planning. Now there are various software programs, various IT companies which have come up making these things easier. So there are accounting procedures which need, okay, when we are talking about budgeting. Now every airline has become global. So clearly they have big budgets which need to be worked upon. So we need IT help definitely to make sure that this is going on. Then we have the forecasting. What we mean by forecasting is, depending upon the last year's figures or depending upon the data that I have in hand, I can forecast what is going to happen tomorrow. So suppose if I have numbers or if I have figures of accounting with respect to say February last year, based on those data, I can forecast that this February what I can expect, all right? And depending upon that, I can have an efficient planning to match that, all right? So forecasting is something wherein IT can help the managers. Planning, again, the IT and the softwares are there. There are many reports which can be come up. There is coordination which can be made because of IT. Engineering management. Now clearly when we are talking about airlines, we are talking about huge aircraft maintenance. There are many almost all of the international airports will be having huge hangars. What do we mean by hangars? Are the airlines, when they are not operating, they are not actually flying, they are here, okay, and there might be certain maintenance work which is going on, and we are talking about the engineering. So there are many softwares which can provide you a schedule of engineering. There are many softwares which there are many IT applications which are there which can tell you that the entire plane is safe or is as per the safety standards which are put forward by the international standardization committees. So IT helps in managing the entire engineering or the engineering and maintenance works of such airlines. Cargo management. Now this is an entirely different thing. So when we are talking about today, when we have the world trade on its height, there are so many goods which is going from one place to another, and inside this goods there are different types. So let us take a small example. Suppose if we are talking about delivery of say fresh mangoes from A to B, okay, and we are talking about human corps going from place A to B. How am I going to manage this? Okay, how am I going to make sure that this two things which are which are certain materials which cannot be are allowed to go in the same flight or on the same time, Okay, so here are the softwares which come in hand. Further ahead, I have to manage the entire costing. I have to manage the entire volume, weight, basis of calculations. So I have to manage all that. There are different cargo consolidators which are there. So cargo management, the airlines make sure that the entire aircraft is not filled up to its capacity. All right, it is safe that what kind of weight can that particular airline carry. Okay, all this is there. Further ahead, there are various other applications like the accounting of the kind of cargo, accounting of the type of cargo that is carried. So the entire cargo management has many aspects to it. Next one that we have is revenue accounting. Clearly, we have accounting issues which are there, and again IT and softwares form a major role in here. So these are the other applications in air travel.